everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist Encores with me, Damon Cox, back at the microphone. And I have to say, first up, that I did very much enjoy John Leeming's show last week featuring Gerald Shaw. If you haven't had a chance to listen to it, please do. It's excellent, as you would imagine. Now this week, next week on Tuesday, it's International Women's Day. So in order to celebrate that, I thought I'd do something a little bit different to what we did last year. For those of you with very good memories, Nigel Ogden chose some music from three of the fine lady organists of days gone by. But this week, I thought I'd focus on the ladies written in songs. So we're going to have a fun-packed show of excellent music. First up, it's Mark Herman on the Alabama Theatre, Wurlitzer in Birmingham, Alabama, with a lively rendition of that 1920s tune, Lulu's Back in Town. After that, Lulu certainly is back in town, and Mark Herman certainly having fun on that gorgeous four manual 29 rank Wurlitzer. While staying with very large instruments, we turn to one of the finest studio installations, or at least in my opinion, that ever was, the Wurlitzer Morton in Buddy Cole's bunker, as he called it, in his home in Hollywood. The organ was part Wurlitzer, part Morton, and had three manuals and 27 ranks of pipes. Now, after Buddy had long passed away in 1980, Doric released an album of music on an LP called Buddy Cole Remembered, featuring tracks which hadn't seen the light of day. And one of which was a very beautiful piece of music, which I believe Buddy wrote for his wife, who happens to be the title of this next tune. Claire.
Claire.
simply divine and sumptuous sounds of Buddy Cole with his own composition, Claire for His Wife. And I think that you'll agree that that particular studio organ was absolutely excellent. And now for something from an instrument which is slightly smaller, consisting of just two manuals and nine ranks of pipes. But with the right person at the console, anything can be possible. And indeed, on this occasion, I think that we have the right person at the console by the name of Simon Gledhill. Here is Simon with that Latin American number written by Antonio Carlos Jobim, The Girl from Ipanema. And Simon's playing the small Wurlitzer in the Bertie Fenn collection. Simon Gledhill at the Bertie Fenn collection on the small two-manual Wurlitzer with The Girl from Ipanema. Now, talking of excellent tracks, we turn our attention to George Wright. We've already heard one of the finest studio organs, and we're about to hear another one, in my opinion. and that's George Wright's Pasadena studio organ when it was installed in the Leslie factory. An organ which met a sad ending, but whilst it was up and playing and recorded, it sounded excellent. Anyway, here is George playing a rather sleazy piece, or at least a sleazy interpretation, called Ruby. George Wright certainly sounding like he's having fun with Ruby. And that's us off the air after comments like that. Anyway, I hope that you enjoyed the sounds of George's Pasadena studio organ. I know I certainly do. And now to the sounds of the Mundelein Wurlitzer. Another very jazzy organist at the console this time. And that's, of course, John Seng, who was very heavily involved with the organ. And John really did his best work on the Mundelein Wurlitzer. As I hope you'll agree, and the next track taken from a fairly recent release done by fellow podcast presenter Steve Ashley on his Hot Pipes label, and it's from another album of music which hadn't previously been released, so it's excellent now, many years later on, to almost rediscover those pieces, which it's ironic because the album is simply called Rediscovered. Anyway, here is John Seng with Girl Talk.
Thank you.
the jazzy John Seng with Girl Talk at Mundaline. Now we turn our attention back to the UK and to the sounds of the Free Manual 19 Rank Wurlitzer in the New Victoria Centre Howden Le Weir, an organ which I admire greatly but have only had the pleasure of hearing live twice, partly because for me it's a hell of a long way to go to get to, but I hope to be able to get up there at some point soon. Anyway, this next track features Michael Waldridge at the console some years ago with a beautiful ballad, Nancy with the Laughing Face. Quite sure why Nancy had a laughing face. Perhaps somebody said something funny. Anyway, that was Michael Waldridge at Howden Le Weir. And now we go back in time to 1963, specifically to the 21st of February, and a broadcast by George Blackmore on the Gaumont Stake Kilburn, with a track that was brand new at the time, still when those wonderful pieces of light music trailing from the 1950s were still being played. This is a piece written by Steve Race, and I'd like to play this for John Abson. He knows why. It's simply called Nicola. Thank you. George Blackmore at Kilburn, and Nicola from Steve Race. Now, to me, beautiful songs written about ladies are quite often beautiful ballads, and this perhaps is the most beautiful of them all. It really requires some very sympathetic and beautiful playing with a lovely tibia combination, and I think that you get that from the regal Kingston upon Thames Wurlitzer. So here's Joseph Seal in 1968 from an LP of mainly late night music with a sumptuous arrangement of Laura. Joseph Seal at Kingston and Laura, and some exquisite sounds from that very unique 12-rank Wurlitzer featuring lots of very interesting stops, including the beautiful French trumpet, to which there were very few ever made by Wurlitzer. Well, let's end with a bang. We started off with Lulu, let's end with Louise. And here with Louise is Brian Rodwell. Where else other than Tooting? So hold on to your hats and take it away, Brian. Thank you. Brian Rodwell with Louise, of course, written by Richard Whiting at Tooting to end this week's show. Some fantastic playing there. And it just leaves me to say that next Thursday, Nigel Ogden will be back at the microphone. Well, I believe he's going to be featuring one specific organ throughout its various guises. Although, I believe the organ he's chosen hasn't moved, so there's a little brain teaser for you. So I look forward to that next week. Anyway, from me, Damon Cox, signing off, saying take care and bye for now.